Now, a partial recount of Wisconsin's election ballots began today. The Trump campaign requested and paid for recounts in Dane and Milwaukee counties, states where Joe Biden won a large majority of the votes and where many voters took advantage of the opportunity to vote early and by mail. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you vote early or by mail in Dane or Milwaukee or another county in the state? What are your thoughts about this recount taking place? What are you watching for? What questions do you have? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, you were at the recount center in Madison earlier today. What was it like there?
So it was a pretty bustling place. I tried to get an estimate from Monona Terrace officials about the number of observers who were there to watch the recount proceedings. They didn't have a concrete number for me, but they said it was at least a couple hundred, and that tracks with what I saw. This was a very different kind of recount than the one I covered in 2016 in Wisconsin. It was in a big kind of, you know, convention center room, long tables with plexiglass barriers between the election workers and the observers. Usually three observers on the one side of the glass and a worker going through ballots on the other side. Everything today for the Dane County recount was done by hand. So a very, you know, kind of low-tech process that you could watch and understand pretty easily as they're holding up ballots, folks that are observing, challenging ballots one by one, those kind of going in another pile. And then we also got some input from the Biden and Trump campaigns as well as kind of the at the outset of this and what they're expecting from it.
You covered, Laurel, a long meeting of the Wisconsin Elections Commission earlier this week, setting up the recount rules, 6+ hours, I think. What came out of that?
So as you know, Rob, the Wisconsin Elections Commission is a bipartisan board. So there are three Democratic appointed members, three Republican appointed members. And as one of the commissioners said at the meeting on Wednesday night, the commission is kind of built for inertia in that they've got to have bipartisan cooperation for anything to move forward. Otherwise, everything kind of deadlocks on 3-3 votes. Things don't move forward. And that's really what we saw on Wednesday night, were commissioners on either side of the aisle not being able to agree on how to guide clerks about how to do this recount. The things that they disagreed about were guidance about taking into account social distancing and COVID-19 procedures and weighing those against, you know, observers' needs and observers being able to get close enough to see, to kind of engage with the process in a way that's satisfying for them to observe the recount. And the other thing was just interpretations of state election laws and how they're going to tell, how they were going to tell clerks to follow state law. So basically what happened is the recount manual that the commission approved that night is by and large the 2018 manual with just a couple little changes because they just couldn't come to an agreement about new guidance to give clerks this year.
Now, the notion here, I think when people think of recounts, Laurel, they're thinking, OK, maybe we can find enough fishy ballots to swing the election. That's a 20,000 vote swing. I don't think anybody thinks that's going to happen one at a time. It sounds like the Trump campaign is charging or is kind of trying to overturn large categories of ballots. What kind of grounds are they using to challenge?
That's absolutely right. So there are kind of three categories of ballots that the Trump campaign is trying to get thrown out. One of those are ballots that have envelopes, absentee ballots that had envelopes on which local election officials added information if the voter forgot to put it there, specifically witness signature information. So on an absentee ballot, you've got to have the voter's name, the voter's signature, a witness's name, and the witness's signature. Under policy and guidelines that clerks have been working under for several elections, the past 11 elections actually, clerks can add a witness address if they can get that from a reliable source, like calling the voter or checking state records. The Trump campaign rejects that, and they say any absentee ballot envelope that was altered by a clerk should be thrown out, and of course the ballot that goes with it, right? So that's one category of ballots that they want thrown out. Another category are ballots cast by indefinitely confined voters. The reason they don't like those ballots is you can request an absentee ballot if you're indefinitely confined without meeting the state's voter ID law. They don't like that. And then the third category is a pretty big category of ballots, and those are absentee ballots that there isn't a paper application for the ballot that goes along with it. And that, in that case, those are ballots requested on the MyVote website, which many people were directed to leading up to the election, and also ballots that were cast at in-person early voting locations. Under Elections Commission policy, for quite a while, there aren't paper applications issued to distribute ballots at in-person early voting. So those are the large categories that the Trump campaign is kind of trying to exclude from the recount and change the outcome of the state election.
And the commissioners in these cases rejected those challenges for the count, but that wasn't really the point, is it? It sounds like these are going to be challenged in court ultimately.
That's right. So everybody pretty much agrees that the end game here is going to be the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The board of canvassers in both Dane and Milwaukee counties are majority Democrat boards. They both have two Democrats and one Republican. So they are voting to throw out these proposed exclusions by the Trump campaign. They're conducting the recount as they see fit. And then many people believe that when the recount is complete, the Trump campaign will sue and say that the recount wasn't conducted in accordance with law because of these things that they're challenging, and that that would go to the court. And then ultimately the court is going to decide which ballots, if any, should be thrown out.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White covers the state capitol for WPR. We're looking at the recount now in two Wisconsin counties, the two biggest counties, Dane and Milwaukee. Barry Burden joins us now, professor of political science at UW-Madison, director of the Elections Research Center. Barry, welcome back to Central Time.
It's nice to be back with you.
Well, two counties only, and it sounds like if these things go to court, we could have a situation where we're asking to overturn the votes in two counties for following the same rules that the other 70 counties do. Is that one possible outcome?
It's possible. You know, there's a flashback here to the year 2000 when the election in Florida was held up by recounts and lawsuits. That took over a month and ran right through our Thanksgiving holiday that year as well. And one of the issues in the end for the U.S. Supreme Court was that the Gore campaign had requested recounts in only five counties, I think, out of the 67, I believe, that are in Florida. And so their argument was that voters were being treated unequally because some were subject to a recount and others not, and they put a stop to that. So it does seem like a risky strategy here legally, if this does end up in the courts, to request a recount only in two counties that appear to be targeted, leaving the other 70 without the same treatment.
Now, what do you make of the Trump campaign strategy here, deciding to do this recount, not going for all 72 counties, just the two biggest and most Democratic-leaning counties?
Well, it seems to be a multi-pronged strategy. Some of it is clearly just to cast doubt on the election results and extend the indecisiveness, at least in the mind of some voters, about what has happened, maybe to turn up some other irregularities that it doesn't have awareness of, but thinks might be revealed in the course of a recount. And that could all be potential material for a lawsuit, whether it's in federal or state court, as Laurel mentioned. The recount itself is not likely to change the outcome of the race in Wisconsin. That's not been the pattern of recounts here or around the country. You know, we did a full recount of the state 4 years ago in Wisconsin. It took a couple of weeks, and it was a hand recount, ballot by ballot, in most of the state. And it ended up changing the balance between Clinton and Trump by only 131 votes when they were separated by a very similar 20,000 to this year. In fact, in the last couple decades, there have only been three statewide recounts in any state that have changed the outcome. And all of them were very narrowly decided, typically by just a few hundred votes.
We're talking to political science professor Barry Burden from UW-Madison, looking at the election recount that started today in Dane and Milwaukee counties. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts and your questions about this partial recount. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our conversation about Wisconsin's partial recount kicking off in two counties today with Barry Burden, political scientist at UW-Madison. You can join in with your questions and your thoughts about this recount in Milwaukee County and Dane County at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Jeffrey is with us in De Pere. Jeffrey, hi.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, gentlemen. First of all, I voted early. And I did it right at City Hall. Secondly, the gentleman you're speaking with mentioned that there was a partial recount 4 years ago. And my initial thought was, not knowing that, or why was it good enough 4 years ago for all the votes to count when now it is not? And then thirdly, I got an email from Robin Voss, the state of Wisconsin, stating the state of Wisconsin has the safest voting system, period. Why isn't Robin Voss speaking up and saying this recount is ridiculous? Thank you. I'll listen offline.
Jeffrey, thanks for the call. To clarify, there was a full recount 4 years ago, not a partial one. The whole state got recounted then. But thanks for calling in, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, raising a concern about challenges to the legitimacy of the election, I think, Barry, and wanting to see more politicians across the board speak up to defend it.
Yeah, I think it's a genuine concern. It's a serious concern. Public opinion surveys are showing, you know, some voters, especially supporters of Donald Trump, are showing less confidence in the election system now that the election has passed. That's a really troubling sign for a democracy that needs to have its constituents believe in the process and abide by the rules. You know, research shows that one of the things that drives down voter confidence is when politicians say they don't have confidence. It becomes a kind of vicious circle where leaders of parties will say they are suspicious or they believe there are irregularities or they have reasons not to trust the outcome. That will cause their followers to also be suspicious and not trust the outcome. And I think it's really essential that elected officials who understand that elections have integrity and are functioning well, and that our election this year in Wisconsin was a success, remind their constituents of that, that this really is a positive story. We ought to be celebrating democracy. And if the recount does anything, hopefully it will convince people who are skeptical that this is a transparent process and that the original count was correct.
Let's go to another caller. Willem is with us in Colfax. Willem, hi.
Hi. If I could just address the last issue, I think that logic and reason and the facts don't work on a lot of the Trump supporters, unfortunately. This is what he's doing is the nature of his whole life. He's had a legion of armies all the way going back to when he was a real estate developer and whatever. There's plenty of court records that show when, you know, someone hands him a bill and he says, okay, I'll give you 20% of that, and then you have to sue him. So some plumber or craftsman isn't going to be able to do that. And that's the way that Donald Trump operates. And I think this is a dangerous disgrace to our democracy to imply, when even his own person said it was the safest and most secure election in U.S. history.
Well, I gotcha. Thanks for calling in. To be clear, though, Barry, I mean, a candidate within 1% in Wisconsin who's willing to pony up the cash is legally entitled to ask for a recount, right? That's just part of the system.
Yeah, that's right. And in this case, the Trump campaign is entirely following the law and taking advantage of an opportunity. They do have to pay for the recount. And even the selective recount they've chosen to do will cost the campaign about $3 million. But because the margin is less than 1%, it's possible. 4 years ago, it was the Jill Stein campaign that paid for the full statewide recount. The cost was a bit lower then because there weren't pandemic precautions to keep in place, and there were just fewer ballots as well. But she was within her rights to do that then. So it's fine. But, you know, I think this whole set of things that's been happening over the past couple of weeks really is a continuation, as the caller just mentioned, of Trump's assertions about problems with the voting system, his complaints that really go back to the 2016 election, which he won nationally and in Wisconsin, you know, his concerns about non-citizens voting, about dead people voting, about ballots being harvested and photocopied and produced by foreign countries, and other kinds of assertions that are really not based in fact. This recounts a perfectly legal process, but it does feed into that larger narrative that has been a consistent emphasis from Trump over the years.
And that's an important distinction. We've heard from the president. We heard from his team of lawyers yesterday, allegations about vast conspiracies of fraud. Here in this recount, that's not what his campaign is even bringing up here, right? They're not talking about fraud. They're talking about objections to the procedures that we've been using in elections here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, there are a lot of messages out there. And so it's easy, I think, for the average member of the public to get confused about who's saying what. You know, the press conference yesterday involving Rudy Giuliani and other folks in the Republican Party was about voting machines and other concerns. Those are really not an issue in Wisconsin. It's only these two counties. There's no question about the voting machines being raised. It's mainly about absentee ballots, as Laurel described, three or four issues that they're targeting around either in-person early votes, which are a form of absentee voting, or those that were mailed in. So if this is a normal part of the process, I would say also the canvassing that each of the counties did over the past couple of weeks was a normal part of the process. The auditing of voting machines that's taking place now, also a normal part of the process. Even the counting of absentee ballots on election night, all of that is publicly available. People can watch. It's transparent. And this is sort of a normal part of any election.
We'll leave it there. Barry, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
That's Barry Burton, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, director there of the Elections Research Center. He joined us today to talk about the partial recount of ballots cast in the 2020 general election. Two counties requested recounts. President Trump and his campaign requested those recounts. It started today here in Wisconsin.